A very good afternoon from the sports team. Liverpool manager Arne Slot says that he's aware of Everton's set-piece threat ahead of tonight's Merseyside derby. His side can restore a 12-point advantage at the top of the Premier League with a victory. Slot's team conceded from a corner in their recent Carabao Cup final defeat to Newcastle and from a free kick in the reverse fixture against tonight's opponents. Slot knows dead ball situations can be crucial.
We are focused on it. We want to do better in our attacking corners. But I'm hoping we can keep our record as being the best team in the league defensively by defending corners.
Well, there's plenty of football in the Premier League this evening. Bournemouth, they take on Ipswich. Brighton are at home against Aston Villa. Manchester City welcome Leicester City to the Etihad. Newcastle are at home against Brentford, still riding high from their Carabao Cup success. And Southampton host Crystal Palace. And some cricket news now. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins on Kebega this week, taking on the Warriors in the CSA four-day domestic series. They're currently third on the table, and a good win could see them into the final. The Titans, though, are ahead of them in second, and they take on Boerland this week. So we'll be watching both of those games very closely to see who will potentially take on the Lions in the final. And staying with cricket to finish, looking at some live action from the Division 2 CSA four-day domestic series final in Pietermaritzburg. The ACDC Express Tuskers are up against the Northern Cape Heat. Northern Cape batting first in that one, and they are currently 130 for the loss of 4 wickets. They were in a little bit of trouble at 83 for 4, but Ernest Kem is 52 not out, and with him is Abel Mokoena, who's 26 not out amongst the wickets. A wicket apiece for Ziad Abrams, Mbulelo Budaza, and Marcelo Peet, as well as Sean Gilson. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.
Nick, before you go off, I just want to ask you a question, right? With regards to Usain Bolt, I heard a rumor that he's making a comeback. Is that true?
Usain Bolt making a comeback?
At the age of 49.
To sprinting?
Yes, 100 meter. Apparently there's a super track thing that's being introduced, and it's changed how they calculate or rate the 100 meter. Is that true? Or was that like April Fool's? Because I saw that yesterday.
I think it might have been April Fool's.
Okay. Because I got very excited.
I don't want to rain in your parade, bro. Sorry.
It's okay.